A lot of positioning, you think, ahead of this Friday's report?
Yeah, a lot of squaring up, and I agree. I think a lot of the traders pretty surprised at that lower close and performance yesterday. But again, we have stabilized today in the corn, and so sort of surprisingly, just the opposite in the beans. Now the beans are tapering off. So, yeah, it's a very choppy, uncertain type of trade, and people are sort of getting their final positions established to go into Friday's interesting report.
Can we expect some definite higher numbers from the corn perspective on Friday?
Oh, yeah, I am expecting a very large acreage number. I guess I feel comfortable in that. I think it'll be above 95 million acres devoted to corn production. What I don't know or have no idea of is what the quarterly stocks report will show. And, of course, that can have a major impact on the old crop pricing structure. So that's kind of what I'm expecting moving forward.
Could that mean a possible fight, shall we say, for the beans and trying to gain some acreage?
I don't think that's going to happen at this stage. In my opinion, fertilizer's been purchased, seeds been purchased, plans have been made. It's going to be an early spring. Guys that want to plant corn, I think the price levels and the revenues dictate that, and I just think it's most of it's going to go to corn, although I'm expecting total acreage to be up. I wouldn't be surprised if soybean acreage is slightly larger than last year's number.
Could we see, obviously watching of South America and hearing such mixed numbers coming in affecting the way these beans will continue to trade?
I guess, again, I've been surprised at the mileage we've gotten out of our soybean market off of the problems in South America. It seems like we've killed the crop multiple times. And I have been surprised and impressed at how strong a soybean complex has been off of that age-old story.